You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Feed me!
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you guys all joining me for our weekly edition of the Ryback Show. Streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy, Ryback22 over on those platforms. Thank you very much for TikTok. We have hit 3.2 million, the second most followed pro wrestler behind The Rock. Great Khali also, so technically third, but Great Khali lives in India, and India has a very large population, and I think there should be an asterisk by that personally. But number three most followed pro wrestler in TikTok history at 3.2 million, thank you, even though we're dealing with BS over there as well. Streaming live over on YouTube, Ryback TV, Twitch at Ryback Rules, and Twitter at Ryback. This podcast, this show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. Swing on over to their iTunes, leave a 5-star review. If you appreciate this show, you enjoy the show, you feel that my voice is comforting and soothing, or if not, then just leave already, okay? Or you will be meat hooked and shell shocked out of Rybackville forever if you choose to try to raise some hell inside of this peaceful bubble of happiness and positivity. This show, guys, is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for men and women. He, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% just from watching or listening to The Ryback Show with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20 at the end of the checkout process. It's in the description and the comments here on YouTube and on the podcast platform description of the show as well. All this month, guys, I am giving you a free bottle of our Brain Feed Mental and Focus Support, guys. Memory and Focus Support. Try my Brain Feed. The Memory and Focus Support, a $34.99 value. If you like Alpha Brain, you're going to love Brain Feed. And I'm gonna prove that by giving you a bottle for free. All you got to do is make a purchase on the website of the supplements or anything you want to buy on the website. You can save 20% with that as well. And the free gift will pop up. You just select, yes, I want that free bottle of Brain Feed. You get a 30-day supply absolutely for free. Compliment to the big guy. I've done this in the past with other supplements, and it greatly increases our sales long-term because people, like the Hope Spot, I did it with the Hope Spot. We have had, since we've got that in stock, more sales of Hope Spot than we ever had in a very short period of time of people because we gave them a bottle for free, kind of like, I guess, what somebody on the street would do, hey, try this. And except for it's healthy, great supplements that actually work. And then people, oh, I really like this. This works. This does what the label says. And so we're doing that with the Brain Feed. It stacks very well, either with the Shell Shock weight management formula or the Wake Up Unlimited Energy pre-workout / energy formula. So check that out, guys. We got all the merch on there. I'm wearing the Meet Me at the Bar shirt here. We've got all kinds of weightlifting shirts and apparel, and for men, women, kids, children, sweatshirts, beanies, guys, all sorts of things, hoodies, long shirts for the winter coming up to stay warm. And check that all out. And your feedback is greatly appreciated. Let's get into the show here today, guys. What do we got going on? Good to see all of you. I'm doing another 24-hour fast, as always, on Saturdays, which makes it with my work during the week that I do, and very busy, you know, during the early hours and into the afternoon, and then go and do my training and my rehab, and it's go, go, go. So right now we've been doing the weekly Saturday shows because it's a little bit more open for me as far as be able to just kind of relax a little bit and get on here and not be too rushed. Your super chats are greatly appreciated as well here on Ryback TV. All super chats are brought up on the screen and answered as I see them. Walter, happy birthday, a Ryback show regular. I hope you have a great day, buddy, and an awesome birthday. Don't drink too much. I know Walter likes the brewskis. I don't know if this definitely is a day to, if you're going to have some brewskis, to definitely do it, though. I had a little bit of my alcohol last night. I've been staying away from wine for the past few weeks. I've been doing those vodka seltzers and doing a few of those, and they're more mild. It actually is, compared to the amount of alcohol you get in wine, those are much, much milder. I think at like 4.something%, if I'm not mistaken, or it's nowhere near the percentage of wine. And I tend to enjoy that and do that with a bunch of water, and I get my little weekly treat, and it's not as detrimental with anything. Doesn't affect anything negatively, not consuming, like, it's not like I'm doing a massive amount of alcohol or anything like that. It's just, I think nice little treat. It creates some balance, gives you something to look forward to. And it's not all the time, but if it's there, or the opportunity's there, it's like, okay, let's do it. We do have Clash at the Castle. What time does Clash at the Castle? Is that an early WWE network? Because England is England 6 hours ahead of East Coast time and 9 hours ahead of where I'm at? Or is it 6 hours for Pacific, 3 hours from East Coast? I want to say it was the first. They're 6 hours ahead East Coast and 9 hours ahead of Pacific where I'm at. So that is Clash at the Castle on right now? Oh, it comes on at 1 Eastern time. So maybe it is the 3 and 6. It must be, right? I don't know. We've got somebody saying there has been talk of returns. That is for sure. And I could give some insight on different things. I saw a portion, very small portion. I actually may sit back and watch a little more of it. I can't really stand the, I'm not really in the Ariel Helwani. I kind of find it to be a little bit of a shit disturber personally. And I know Dana White doesn't like him, and it's not, I don't watch a lot of them. Let's just leave it at that. And not to say that he doesn't do great work, but he does have an interview with Hunter, Triple H, and they're talking about possible returns. And I do think that that the vibe is that there are going to be some returns, and I think they're going to be trying to do good business as much as possible. I think Hunter's really going to sink his teeth into being in this role, and in really being able to do what he wants to do with somebody not telling him what he can't do anymore. And like I've talked about it in the past, and maybe he does some things in spite of that person, which we've already kind of seen, because that person did that to him a lot, right? And that's kind of this, the way, the very weird environment, odd environment at times, but human nature too, with all of that. But yeah, we've heard rumors of Braun Strowman returning, Bray Wyatt. In what capacity that is, I don't know, or under what character. Is it The Fiend, or is it going to be a new version of Bray? That's to be seen. We've heard the talk of Sasha Banks and Naomi coming back, which they haven't been gone long, but still coming back will elicit a powerful reaction, I think, with how that whole thing went down, right, with that. And we're going to have to wait and see. I think, though, and I've watched Raw, a good portion of Raw, and I watched a good portion of SmackDown last night. I really enjoyed what I saw on SmackDown. The show has a, man, I tell you, it's they're top notch with their production, and they've got all the key people there. And now it just seems the show has a little bit of a different energy. I will say that, and for the better. But I thought they did a very good job of building up. I didn't get to watch the end because I cashed out and was out to get up early. But like the storytelling with the Roman Reigns deal and with the 2-year anniversary of that title reign. And I think they got some good storytelling going into Clash at the Castle. And I do think it would be, you know, typically under Vince McMahon booking, the person in their hometown or near their hometown, you know, typically loses. Is that going to be the same thing tonight, or are we going to get one of the titles off Roman and Drew McIntyre? Which I believe personally, I think it would be very smart to put the title on one of the titles on Drew tonight, because Roman he's on his level now. Roman is on a very high level and can take a gloss. And I think if they do that with some good storytelling, and I don't know if it looks like from what I saw, they could incorporate Karrion Kross into that, and that could be maybe Roman's next program, and he veers off with that, but he costs Roman one of the titles. I could see that going down tonight. I could also see, like you said, there's returns. Maybe there's a complete swerve and curveball, which Hunter, and like I've talked about in the past, surprises are the key element. When I was young watching wrestling, I loved genuine shock surprises. Who's going to show up where? I don't want to know what's going to happen. I don't want to, like, and just watching. I didn't know this stuff was talked about. I just watching. When you'd see somebody show up and you didn't know, it makes it so much better. And that's why I always highly encourage you guys not to try to, it's very hard if you're online a lot, but try not to look at the dirt sheets and different things. And even though you're going to see people on Twitter, right? And I would say try to stay off that as much as possible leading into the stuff you're going to watch. And you can actually be surprised at how much more enjoyable it is not knowing. You know, it's just like if you're going to watch one of your favorite TV shows and somebody tells you all about it prior, it's just a little bit less exciting. Not to say it's still not good. It's just a little bit less exciting, right? So that would be my advice for you guys. But Clash of the Castle, we'll see what's going to happen. Let's see. What do we got going on, guys? Health, fitness, supplementation, mindset, life, anything and everything in between, pro wrestling. What do we got going on? We also have AEW, their pay-per-view tomorrow with that. And with Punk and Moxley, I thought that was a great segment this past week. I thought it was very on both ends. That really, really, really good stuff. And as I'd said prior, there was where a lot of people were kind of knocking things. And I say a lot, just that small portion that knocks everything and just shifts from one thing to the next. Now it's like, okay, they've got a really good story in place. And like I said, from the beginning, we'll see what direction it goes. But that would be the one, that's the most talked about thing going into that pay-per-view and why. And I'm getting, the reason why is because there's a story behind it, and that is pro wrestling. And I hope they continue to learn that and implement that as much as possible into other stuff on that program. All right, what do we got? Let's see here. You got to watch out. One of the things, too, I want to talk to you guys about is, and this has really helped me, when we eat out, we got to be very careful. Like on the days I do like my Feeding Time Ryback TV videos, I go do the sauna almost always. There's been occasions where I haven't. But and one of the reasons why I do the sauna on my recording days is because I know that no matter even eating vegan food, plant-based food, when you eat out, whether it's fast food, sit down, the majority, anywhere you eat out, if you don't cook food, unless it's a very clean place that it is low sodium, we are getting massive amounts of sodium. Whenever I just look around now, and I look back and I think about my time in WWE and having to eat out all time, the whole time, and how I would approach that differently now. And luckily I did the saunas on a lot of days on the road, and I would do it not because I was concerned with my sodium. I wasn't even aware of it, and luckily I was sweating so much with wrestling and in the sauna that eating out didn't have the impact that it could have negatively from a health standpoint with that. But you know, there's just so much sodium. Like say for instance, like Chipotle, which we look at as a healthier version, right? Which it is in comparison to a lot of the other fast food restaurants. Do you know a Chipotle burrito, just regular Chipotle burrito, is around 2,700 milligrams, 2,700 milligrams of sodium. Now, the average person, now athletes and us, I say, and from things I've said and what I think, people need to be in that 2,000 to 5,000-6,000 milligram range. And sometimes you can go a little higher depending on how much you're sweating, 7-8 grams for like really people pushing it. And sometimes you might even need a little more. That's very independent. You got to monitor your blood pressure and see how your body is doing, water retention, different things that to see where you should be. A lot of people that aren't as active need to be in that 2,000 to 3,000 milligram range on that, right? So you eat one Chipotle burrito, you've had your sodium for the day with that, right? And someone like me, I eat two burritos at a time. And I get the soy protein, the sofritas there with all that, which is filled with sodium as well. I'm easily eating over how I load those things up, 6,000-7,000 milligrams of sodium, eating two Chipotle burritos, even though I would consider that a healthy meal from the ingredient standpoint, sodium wise is way too much. And I've looked at that, and that's when I go, man, I hone that in. And I make sure that I do my feeding time video. I do that sauna for 25, 30, 40 minutes and sweat as much as possible on top of my hard conditioning for the day. But you got all these places, you know, you go to Buffalo Wild Wings. You want Buffalo Wild Wings, the sauces and the wings there. If you're someone and you eat a lot and you go and you get 30 chicken wings at Buffalo Wild Wings, you're getting like anywhere from 12 to 15, 16,000 milligrams. 12 to 15, 16,000 in that vicinity. And when they cake that sauce on, it's even more. That's based off of like a normal like amount of the sauce, not like if, so if it's drenched in sauce, doesn't matter if they're vegan wings, the sauce with that. You know how high the sodium is for that? And people eat out multiple times a day. Like I told you, there's people doing 20, 30, 40,000 milligrams of sodium a day who aren't active. And you wonder why people have the health problems they have. And so that's one of the things when you look at food now, I want you to just to see sodium. When you look at that McDonald's, see sodium. When you look at Chipotle, see sodium. When you look at Burger King, see sodium. And then when you start consciously becoming aware of like, man, I'm not as healthy as I thought I even was, even though, you know what I mean? And you'll start making better decisions. And you'll see when you keep your sodium, and you use pink Himalayan sea salt, iodine sea salt, and get your sodium. But it's better sodium, and it's at nowhere near the levels that you get from processed food and the fast foods. Go eat out. You go get a steak at an Outback Steakhouse or Fleming's or wherever you go. That steak has so much more sodium than a steak that you buy if you buy a grass-fed steak from the store and don't eat that. And put a little pink Himalayan sea salt and cracked pepper, whatever it is, you're getting so much more, right? And that's where you really will start seeing a real difference and feeling a difference. And when you're consuming better foods and making healthier food choices, you buy a can of beans at the store, guys. That a can of beans with like regular sodium can have like 1,200 milligrams of sodium, 1,500 milligrams. Some of them have way more. Some canned food goods have 2,000-4,000 milligrams of sodium, where if you were to just go buy, you could buy low sodium beans, which still have a small amount of sodium, but you rinse them out really good, right? And that gets that down low. Or the best bet is to buy beans and cook them yourselves. Soak them in water for 8 to 12 hours, right? And then you put them on the stove, I don't know where that accent is. You put them on the stove, and then you could salt them on your own. But you're not going to get nowhere near the level, and they're going to taste amazing. And that's like little stuff like that is where you're going to like, man, you can just see like the world that we live in when you, and you go, why is there so much of that? It doesn't need to be. I have been to Hawaii once. Yes, that is where I initially had the horrific ankle injury. So as good of a time as it was a life-changing moment. And I don't know if I'll ever go back. Good to see all of you. We're going to go ahead and shell shock a couple people that are just spamming, asking the question that gets asked nonstop. That don't listen. Italia Martins, thank you very much for the super chat. Jesus fucking Christ. What is your relationship with Hunter? In this wave of returns, could you be one of the surprises? Hugs from Brazil, big guy. Thank you very much, buddy. Go back and listen to the past archives on the show. We've talked about that relentlessly. What's going on with all of that? And I'm not going to be talking about to you guys anymore about that situation of what's going on for the time being. Neil P2189, thank you for the super chat. My four-year-old Isaac got diagnosed with leukemia, MSG. I'm very sorry to hear that, and I wish nothing but the best and positive vibes on that. And crazy to be that age and having to deal with health complications of that degree. I'm very sorry, and I'm not familiar with it at all. I've heard of it. And but I'm sending you positive thoughts and just hopefully you guys could pull through. Yo, Ryback, how can one become bald and handsome? Just you know, you shave your head bald. If you don't got the best facial features, you grow a beard. That tends to help a lot of people. I've always liked not having a beard. I just did that as for Ryback. I just think it's more fitting. I've grown so accustomed to the look. I can't picture myself never not having it, even though I shave my head every other day as well. I can't even picture myself growing my hair out. Like I love this version of me so much. So do the ladies. Woo! But yeah, you tell yourself you're an attractive, good-looking person. It's positive affirmations. You got to feel it. You got to believe it. And if you start putting out that energy, other people will believe it too, my man. We do have... also, guys, for the Feed Me More Nutrition, we do have the new vanilla mocha plant-powered ISO Hungry in stock, and the Hope Spot is back in stock as well. I forgot to mention that at the front of the show. That ISO Hungry vanilla mocha is selling like crazy, and people, I'm telling you guys, are going to be – I'm super pumped for you guys to get your orders and everyone that has been ordering that, and it is absolutely delicious. I don't know. I got to wait and see here if I'm getting my shoulder worked on today or tomorrow. I probably will put on Clash at the Castle. I got to look and see. Someone said the start time is 1. I don't know if that is 1 Eastern or Pacific. I'd imagine it's 12. Is it on right now? That would answer the question. Or is it come on at 1, 1 East, not 1 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. Sorry. Thank you very much, Sickness, for ordering the ISO Hungry. I can't wait for you to get it too, man. Yeah, Josie, check out the pink lemonade. Wake up unlimited energy. That is that will get you up and going first thing in the morning. I went to bed weighing 289 pounds last night. I am freaking jacked and lean and as always, but I'd say that weight is, I'm anywhere between 285 and 290, given the day. Right around that, maybe even a little less at times. Oh, it's on now. So yeah, I wasn't even aware before I go to stream that that Clash of the Castle's on. So maybe after when I'm done with this, I'll swing by and go get, this is my decaf. I'll go swing by and grab a coffee and take the dogs for a ride and come back and put it on and catch two or three matches. Gunther and Sheamus was one of the best matches of the year. I believe it. I don't know a lot about Gunther. I've seen his chops. I saw a video on TikTok of his chops. Loudest chops I've ever heard in my life. The Sheamus, it doesn't shock me one bit. He works as hard as anybody. He never takes a night off. So if he has somebody that goes in there and wants to work equally as hard as him, he always has bangers. Bangers, as the English say. There are a lot of plant-based ice creams out there already. Ben and Jerry's has vegan plant-based ice creams. I've tried them. They taste just like the real thing. So you just got to find whatever stores have them, and I don't know what flavors. I will say, and there are some plant-based ice creams that use coconut milk. Even though I do like them, I don't like them as much as the ones that use like cashew milk. Cashew milk ice creams, I feel like, are the way to go. I don't know if they do almond, but I know I've seen cashew milk ice creams. That's definitely the way to go, in my opinion. Josie says, I gained 3 pounds yesterday by eating an entire cookie pizza. Well, the reason why you gained 3 pounds with that was most likely due to all the sodium and the water retention that you got from it. That's where a lot of the water weight comes. You go, what would make us hold water? Immense amounts of sodium will make your body hold water. Ryback, any tip on how I can lose weight? I'm sick of getting body shamed. I'm sorry to hear that. And you've just got to use it as motivation. Go to the feedmemore.com website. Go to our BMR calculator for free. It's on the homepage. Click on it, plug in all your information as accurately as possible. And you need to start counting your calories, and you need to start trying to eat less processed foods, eating more real foods, fresh foods that you make at home, and controlling your sodium. And you will see a massive shift in what starts to happen if you start adhering to the amount of calories that you need on a consistent basis and tracking what you eat. You can turn around all the negatives that you've experienced and what you've gone through and live an amazing, happy life in shape, people admiring your body, people looking at you in a positive light rather than people body shaming and looking at you negatively. And right, you have full control to change that. And that would be the first thing you need to go do. My opinion on gluten is I've never, ever had any issues with gluten. I'm not to say that people can't, and there's a lot of allergies and how things have come about. I've never had to deal with that, though. I've never once worried about gluten once in my life. Let's see here. Appreciate everyone joining on TikTok. Someone on TikTok asked, why did I leave WWE? I've talked about this again, time and time again. The main reason, I was hurt. I needed a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement that I did not know at the time, but I had continued, and I talk about this and stuff with stuff going on with my stuff right now to WWE. My back was really bad. My shoulder was really bad. My back, though, was a major concern. And they just kept injecting me with Toradol and cortisone in my shoulder. Cortisone ate away all my cartilage in my shoulder. My shoulder was grinding, and the Toradol was taking away the pain on a daily basis. Even though I was telling them I was concerned about it being connected into my nerve damage in my leg, which it was 100% connected, which was the reason why my disc rapidly degenerated. And they weren't listening to me. We had the contract going on, which was in the was leading to the creative stuff going on because I wasn't signing the contract. Nobody was listening to me when I was trying to say I was hurt without taking myself off of the road, which is just kind of a thing that wrestlers, you just kind of fall into that mentality. And I realized I just had to walk away and leave. I found out my problems on my own, and I took care of my problems on my own. And now I'm 100% with that. And I'm dealing with my legal stuff with all of that. But that is why I left with that. And I turned down a multimillion-dollar contract. I could have even got more money. Could have got a lot more money if I was actually truly genuinely going to stay with that. But it is what it is. And I believe it's all going to work out in my favor. That's why. A lot of lies and BS out there, and there's people that say, oh, you were dangerous, this and that. And I tell you, don't you find it odd that it takes being away for 6-7 years for that to become the narrative when not one person refused to ever wrestle with me or work with me? Not once did you hear that I was dangerous or this and that while I'm there, right? Instead, you've heard the opposite from pretty much everybody else. And so you gotta don't buy into that, the BS and the fake narratives and then the fake fans. And the people that just talk about things to talk about things and don't really know about anything with all that. So that'd be my best advice on all that. Good to see you guys. Thank you. I was a big fan of the Lone Wolf Baron Corbin. I liked that theme music and that version of Baron a lot. I would love to see him go back to a revised new rendition of that act. I am on YouTube. Thank you very much. I think we're about to hit 405,000 subscribers eventually. It's been very, very slow trickle with everything since this has gotten really bad over here. How does somebody with 405,000 subscribers only get 60-something people live on his channel? You got a corrupt partner working with WWE illegally restricting me on every platform now. So that's how. I still get, between all that, I still get 75,000-100,000 views for the show over all the platforms. And with a big portion of that's usually from TikTok. But it's still being seen. So better to be seen than not to be seen. I told my mom about your supplements not having artificial sweeteners and colors, and she was glad. That's very happy. I'm very happy to hear that. That is, like I said, it is premium, top-notch stuff. It is not like the majority of the other stuff out there. Not to say there are some other companies, good companies, or people putting out some decent stuff, good stuff, but nobody with the amount of ingredients and the cost of our formulas, like I said, are 3 to 5 times more than the majority of other companies. And the formulas actually work because they were created to work for me with that. And whereas a lot of companies have CEOs and owners that don't know anything about anything, and they know how to make money, but they don't know how to create formulas that genuinely truly work like the label says. I liked both HBK and Bret Hart. I had both their cardboard cutouts growing up. I thought they were both great in different ways. I loved both of them, though. I don't think you have to necessarily say who's better. I was a big HBK fan. I was a huge Bret Hart fan growing up. I really, really liked both of them. So I don't think, you don't have to pin down yourself to like say like, oh, so-and-so was better. I like both of them for various reasons. Definitely a match with Bobby Lashley would definitely be intense. I no doubt that would be a fun one. I like The Miz a lot. I'm very happy for all his success. I believe he's one of the most consistent performers in the history of pro wrestling. Very consistent. There are any plans for a return at the Rumble or something now that Triple H is in charge? Yes, Mike. The goal is, I picked up the phone. I go, Hunter, even though we've got all this legal stuff going on, there's a lot of people that ask me on my Ryback live show, when am I coming back? And I think the Royal Rumble is going to be the place, even though we've got all this legal stuff going on, but I'd like to come at number 30 and win it. If that's cool, cool. Let's plan that out. And that's, so that was the last I heard of it. Coming in number 30 and winning the whole thing, even though there's all this legal stuff going on that I've talked about every single show that we do, countless for years. But you can count on that Royal Rumble appearance, number 30, my friend. Let's just disregard everything else I've said up to that point. Do you drink cold or room temperature water? I drink both. I have a fridge full of ice cold water, and I've got my water filter and water bottles that I leave out that are room temperature. And I'm sure, I don't know, there's H2O with that. On a hot day, though, after doing and working out, there's nothing good as good as an ice cold glass bottle of water. Just nothing better with that. I love room temperature water, but when you're parched and you need something, that cold water. Ice cold water. But you know, if it's winter and I'm out in the snow barefooted in a pair of whitey tighties and I'm lost in the woods and I'm just trying to find my way, and a nice warm bottle of water would be ideal for that situation, not ice cold. When I was playing Skip Sheffield in 2010, what was it like working with William Regal? I loved it. We had great encounters, and I thought it was the worst pairing for me. I thought it created, we did some funny skits they didn't show because Vince, I told you of that story, wanted me to get away from that character and be the version that you saw in Nexus. That was what Vince wanted from the start, but didn't want me to do it right away, which was like I had to slowly get away from the corn-fed meathead deal with that. But me and Regal did some really, really funny skits. A couple of them aired, and the rest didn't. And but it was, for me, that character that was did very, very well and was really popular in Florida Championship Wrestling, all the things that made that character popular and the music and the vibe was taken away when I got to WWE with Regal and coming out to his theme song, which I love his theme song for him. I hated his theme song for Skip Sheffield. It just didn't work. A baby face. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing, all of how it came about and getting away from that and being Ryback eventually. We're going to go ahead and just, guys, if you ask the question that I've answered even multiple times throughout this show, you're going to get shell-shocked. Go create another account and come back. I'm not too concerned. Mike Olson, brother, you're out of here, man. I don't know where you guys come from, but you're out of here. If you can't listen to what I say. Yeah, many people, again, pewter, many people, I using that word people is loosely here, have speculated on your returning to wrestling and control your narrative thoughts. Yeah, brother, I'm going to shell shock you out of here just because you don't listen. Don't listen to those people. Jesus Christ. I love good, like pure, nice wrestling fans. I hate marks. I hate people that, like, I say the word hate, like, loosely. Like, I just loathe your existence. I think you guys are the lowest form of life existence on the planet. The negative marks and the marks that just, like, that live and die by wrestling, that just have no outside lives and that all you could do is ask the wrestling questions over and over, and you don't listen to when you even get the answer, you can't process it, that answer, because it's not what your mark mind wants to hear. I shell shock you guys all day long. Get lost. I could care less if you ever buy a piece of merchandise. I can care less if you buy my supplements. I could care less about anything with you for your entire existence. But I wish you the best, and just leave me alone. Yeah, they're skid marks. They're legit. Everyone that's involved in wrestling that I know, we all talk the same way, by the way. We all feel the same way. Just some people will lie to you guys. I don't. I just tell you the truth. I like the good people. I like normal good people. I don't like the get out of here. I've met Meng Haku Ming many times. He used to wear a Ryback shirt at the FCW shows where his Donnie Marlowe. I always popped that Haku wore a Ryback shirt. That was before I made it to WWE. That was in developmental. He wore my shirts that we had down there in developmental. That was always really cool to me that guy wore my shirt to the shows sometimes. Guys like you have extreme work have an extreme work ethic. How do you stay motivated? Hashtag hungry, my man. Hungry for more out of life. You're either motivated or you're not. And, you know, when we're born and we die, and people will say, well, what's the point? What's the point? Man, I would rather live the most amazing life and have all the most amazing things. I know they're not going with me when I die, but I'd rather have an amazing life of happiness and happy moments and not worrying and financial freedom than suffering for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years and then dying. Yeah, we're born and then we die with nothing. Yes, but I want a lot of stuff while I'm here, and I want to have a good time, and I want to be happy, and I want a lot of love and happiness with that. That's what the point is. That's why you're motivated. Otherwise, you're just asking for a life of suffering and non-freedom, especially with the way things are going. So that's why I'm hashtag hungry and motivated. And that's the simplest way to put it. That's why I always like, oh, you don't, that stuff don't go with you while when you're dead. Yeah, nothing goes with us when they're dead, but it's here with us while we're alive. And I'm not like a materialistic person in that sense of like craziness, but I'm like, I would rather be happy and have whatever I want to have in this life than not have whatever I want to have. I have a poster up too. It is our duty and obligation. What is the quote? It is our duty and obligation to be successful. It is something along the lines of that. That I was a Grant Cardone quote. It is our duty and responsibility to want success, to be successful, or to strive for success, because we could take care of those around us and we could do what we want to do, what our vision is. We could have to take the handcuffs off, essentially, and be free, right? So that's why I'm motivated. Yeah, so bro, how weird do you got to be spamming on a Saturday afternoon? You got to be a real loser. I could tell you that from, bro, I'll answer that for you. A huge grade A loser is somebody that is nothing going on a Saturday afternoon. They have nobody that wants to hang out with them. They've already eaten their Pop-Tarts and their little Fruity Pebbles and their Trix and their gallon of OJ and Hawaiian Punch. And they've got stain marks all over them, fudgesicle marks all over them from the night before and playing video games until 3 a.m. Not a human in existence wants to hang out with them. They have no friends. They have nothing going on in their lives. They're watching Clash of the Castle eating cheesy puffs right now. They're on their third bag. Their sodium levels are at 30,000 milligrams already for the day. They've got half the day left to go to hit 60,000. Just nothing going on. They're like, well, Ryback's doing a live chat. I'm going to go spam them. That is what is going on. Shell shock out of here. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. I am the chips eating guy. Thank you very much for that comment on TikTok. Absolutely. That you said you remember asking a question of about what you should do when you're tired and me telling you to incorporate good habits. Absolutely. There's just you, in doing certain things consistently set ourselves up for success and to do better and to feel better. I'm the nicest person in the world. I just will not tolerate BS and antics that I just do not, just from just completely just negative, hateful minds that exist. Liv Morgan just retained the SmackDown Women's Championship, I was told. My sources have just told me Liv Morgan has retained the SmackDown Championship. Breaking news here on The Ryback Show. Thank you very much for the nice words, Joseph. Thank you, buddy. Hello, hello. What are my thoughts on wrestling fans, like meeting them? Have you encountered any rude fans or no? No, not, I can't recall any as far as like the meet and greets. I love those. I love meeting nice people. I love meeting people in general. I get asked for pictures everywhere I go in person for the most part. Even go to the gym. I took 3 pictures yesterday at the gym that I go to normally with that from people. It just depends. Some I've taken 15, 20 pictures at the gym on different days. Like people are nice. People are respectful. I remember that was what was with a friend of mine. We during the Super Bowl, we ran to the store to get some stuff. On top of people in the store stopping and asking and talking, going to the car, a car slammed on its brakes. I think I told this before. And it was a teenager with his mom. Just, oh my God, Ryback. Like people are just nice. And it's great. And I love meeting like nice people with that. But like, when I talk about like the negative, the hateful marks, those aren't the good fans I'm talking about. And if you've ever talked about any promoter, anybody I've ever done meet and greets with, they'll tell you firsthand on how good with all of it. And if you meet me in person, I'm a very genuine, nice person, but I don't put up with BS with that. I met a kid yesterday who at the gym, this was funny. The kid thought I was Big Show. He didn't watch wrestling, but he knew who Big Show was. And he doesn't watch wrestling. I don't know if he saw like the Big Show thing on Netflix but he came back over to me and he was like in awe and I was just, but and he just said to me, he goes, you are so humble for being a celebrity and a famous athlete. And, but I tried to tell him, I go, brother, I'm just like you. I go, we're all the same. I go, the difference is it's mindset. And I don't look at other people in awe of what they are. I go, I've never once like looked at anybody in any different. It's hard work and determination and working hard. And we could do, and granted, we're born, people have limitations on certain things. But anybody that you see that is doing something, it's typically a work ethic, it's a mindset, right? And it's a physical gift or an ability and honing that and working hard at it. And there's levels. I understand some people are born with certain things, right? But I just tried to explain that to him and he hopefully got through to him. And I go, you can do anything you want to do, man. I go, it's all your mindset and how you approach life. I go, never look at anybody though like they're better or like they're given something. I go, you could do anything if you genuinely, truly seek out to try to do it and you work for it. And I go, the difference between people is right here. And that's being famous doesn't stop you from like, you're not human. We're all human, right? And I think that's the biggest thing. Like people that are successful realize that. And people that are in awe of successful people tend to not realize that. Yeah, I saw it. This is a good, actually, little quick topic. Ryback, in light of Jim Johnston's, I always don't know, is it Jim Johnstone or Jim Johnston? Jim Johnstone's comments. What is your favorite wrestling theme song ever that's not yours? Yeah, he's the credited guy behind my Meat on the Table, which I absolutely love. And I feel it really, man, he's done so many. I'm always Razor Ramon and Stone Cold Steve Austin Razor Ramon was my favorite theme as a kid. And Austin, I just think, had the most fitting theme song ever. I think I've seen it in person. I've been at the pay-per-views. I was there for him in Austin here in Vegas. I think it was No Way Out. Was Three Stages of Hell, or it was here in Vegas. I think Stephanie fought Trish also on that card. But feeling that live, man, it was incredible. And I do believe he says essentially the lack of star power today is because of the music, that you need the right music to create larger than life stars. And I do agree with that plays a huge role. It also, though, comes into consistent booking and casting the right talent in the right roles. That is, and I think it's a combination of things. But theme music, told you guys this, I was so adamant about making sure that I felt my theme music and loved it. If I wouldn't have, I would have been in there every week until it got changed. If you have bad theme music, it will greatly hinder your ability to get over. Let's see here. No Vince impressions, man. Not even. Just, I don't even want to think about anything with him. We're going to go ahead and throw another shell shock here. Bam. Throwing quite a few shell shocks today. Ryan says, this might be a dumb question, but how often did you and other superstars have to carry their championships titles? Was it like a 24/7 thing, like bringing the titles everywhere you go? No. You get the titles, the same ones, that like the replicas that you guys could buy. They're all the same. They have titles they have at TV. They carry in cases, on the traveling cases, that when you're in Gorilla before you go out, or if you need to go get your title for a photo shoot or something, you want to get the cleaner looking title. The titles for TV were typically kept in better shape than like the live event titles. You would keep your title for you at the, like when I was IC playing the role of IC champion, I had the title that would be taken from, I would carry it in my bag, my wrestling gear bag. I would keep that on the plane when I was on planes. It was in my wrestling gear. Always travel with your wrestling gear. You never check your wrestling gear, because if something happens, lost bag, if you lose your regular luggage, you can get that back. If you lose your wrestling gear, you're not going to most likely be wrestling. Right. And so that is, Al Snow taught us that very early on. Very grateful for that. It is, carry your wrestling gear in hand, or put it in the overhead storage. Never let them put it underneath the plane, anything. It is very, very, you just never want to lose anything with that. But, and then you have that on the road with you in your bag. You only use that, you know, you get the title if you're doing a photo shoot. Can you take the title anywhere you want with you? Yeah. But I don't, nobody does that. At least that I never. I mean, we've seen some stuff, people do some stuff with the titles, but I just kept it in the bag. I'm doing very well, thank you. Life is great for the big guy. Why did the farmer, we have a joke of the day, why did the farmer name his pig Ink? Because he kept running out of his pen. Very good. Tyler is here. Tyler Sugru is in the house today. Good to see you, another Ryback Show regular. I don't do push-ups other than on chest day. I'll do some BOSU ball push-ups. I used to do a lot of push-ups when I was a kid. I used to do hundreds of them in my bedroom with sit-ups and Hindu squats, and when I was starting to learn how to work out. And then I would have a big bottle of Dr. Pepper and Skittles on my dresser to carb up, because I do nothing. We didn't have any information And I was just a young teenager. You know, not even a teenager yet, because it was when I was around 11, 12 range. And I remember being a teenager, like 13, 14, and still drinking the Dr. Pepper and eating the Skittles. And then I'd have like the power bars. I'd have boxes of power bars, and I'd be eating like a power bar in between sets, thinking I'm growing, which I mean, at that stage I could get away eating a lot, as I was very active. But I had no idea on the amount of sugars and just the poor quality of my choice of carving up. Taking a look. I'm in a great mood. Thank you very much. Life is good, buddy. What do we got going on Instagram, TikTok? Let's do another question over here. Thank you for the love over on TikTok. It's greatly appreciated. Hello, hello, hello. Best source of protein on the plant-based diet. Oh, I get it all throughout the day. I do a combination, whether it's beans with rice, and depends if I'm doing carbs or not that day, but with nutritional yeast and hemp hearts, and then eggs are my, and again, I'm ovo-vegetarian. I do egg whites and two or three whole eggs for one meal a day. I do my iso-hungry plant-powered protein. I do three scoops of that with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on Dave's bread, killer bread on that, as well. We're going to throw another shell shock here real quick. I do one of my meals, a portion of it is, pistachios with walnuts. That is very, very good protein, in that as well. And so it's a combination all throughout the day of all the different foods. And then I do a big salad with plant-based chicken with that. Very high protein meal, complete protein on that as well. And then I usually do one or two servings of this plant-based beef crumbles too with that. And so I've found the combination of what I eat in my four meals to get my protein at that 300 grams plus a day. And depending on how many carbs I'm doing, as I do carb cycling and do low carb days and followed by moderate, not even, I wouldn't consider super high, but moderate to low high carb days every once in a while, depending on if I feel like I need them. Hello, hello. You ate pizza today. Should you feel bad about it? I don't know. Should you feel bad about it? I don't have all the answers, my man. I don't know what your situation is. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. I appreciate all the love and support on TikTok. Hopefully I've sent messages over to one of their people on the creator content, and is none of their communications are helping on everything. If you've looked, this is all being done on purpose, by the way, with WWE. This is because this is all going on legally. So they're trying to restrict my accounts more than ever to try to get me to agree to their BS that I'm not going to agree to. So it is, this is the game going on right now that I'm living in, and I won't budge on it. So, and the truth is going to win, and all these people are going to get what they deserve in due time. Yes, Vince McMahon is gone, and Triple H is running things with Stephanie and Nick Khan. That is correct. Oh, good question, Brandon. Do you do cupping for better blood flow and recovery? I'm not a fan of it. I personally think it's done nothing for me. I think it leaves horrible marks on your body for days. And I've known people though. And maybe some people swear and love it. I just think it's like the girls that wear the bands in the gym. I think it's absolutely, like, for the most part, pointless. I literally see girls like tying like bands around to make their butts puff up their butts. And I'm like, man, nothing's going to fix your bad eating habits. Nothing, you know, you can do legs 10 times a week with it. Like, it's just, I see there's so many gimmicks and different things of like, I just, cupping seems like kind of a gimmick to me. Not to say that there may be a little bit of research. I personally, after having it done and having it, I tell people whenever they ask, I go, no, at least in my specific situation, it's going to do absolutely nothing. So, but that's my opinion. People that love it can keep doing it and having those sweet alien marks on their body. I appreciate the kind words. But a lot of people do that. A lot of people will try all the latest gadgets and the latest things to think that they look like they're looking for an easy solution to fix their problems. The problem is that they're the problem. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. I don't know what my thoughts on poop pills are, but you should get your fiber from real food as much as possible. And you won't have to take poop pills. Good question. I'm 15 years old. I play football. I'm 6 foot, 130. I lift weights. I'm getting stronger, but not gaining any weight, and I don't know what to do. What I would suggest is you ask, and I don't know, the best thing would probably be to add this into your diet, and this would be the cheapest way, is you ask your parents or mom, your dad, or whoever it is rice and beans, that you ask to go to get pinto beans. And pinto beans, black beans, whatever you prefer, buy them raw. You soak them for 8 to 12 hours, and then you cook them. You slow cook them on a stove, and you get them nice and soft. And then you drain them, rinse them, and put them in a big bowl. You've got a big bowl of beans, and then you go get black rice. And you could use a combination of black rice and brown rice, or black rice and white rice, or just black rice. Black rice is the healthiest of all the rice. It's called forbidden rice. You get it, just go with black rice for now. You go get a big thing, huge bag. You buy a few bags of the black rice with the pinto beans. You cook up the rice as well on the stove. You drain it. You rinse it. You put that in another bowl. And then you weigh out. If you have a scale, that's even better. But if not, and you're just at an age and you need calories, you just a couple times a day, you make a big bowl of rice and beans. And you can put a little bit of Himalayan, pink Himalayan sea salt. Put some seasoning, some different things in that. Put some different condiments. I like to use vegan cheese when I make my rice and beans. I put some vegan cheese in it. It melts perfectly. It tastes like it shouldn't be good for you, and it is so good for you. That will help you put on weight as good as anything. You got it. It's very right. And the reason why I say that, rice and beans is very easy to eat. It's very easy to eat and get a good amount of calories in that. Get really quality plant protein as well. You know, another way, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are another way on trying to use whole wheat bread or Dave's Killer Bread. Like that's something is you can get nutritional, good amount of protein in that, but a good amount of calories. And you probably have a really fast metabolism with that. And if you're not gaining weight and you're burning a lot of calories, you need to make sure that you're eating a plethora of quality calories, rice and beans and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with that. And if you've got money to spare and you want to get the ISO Hungry plant powered vanilla mocha protein, throwing a big protein shake in the day will also be beneficial to you. Very beneficial. But if not, you don't have to. You could do that stuff and that's going to help you put on weight. I get moms that come up to me with their sons all the time. I go, rice and beans, rice and beans. I know this firsthand, rice and beans, rice and beans. It will put on weight. It will put on really quality weight too when you're active and you lift and you're burning a lot of calories in the day. My thoughts about Roman Reigns, I like Roman Reigns a lot. I'm very happy for Roman. I've shell-shocked Roman a lot throughout our days in WWE. He's hit me with a few spears as well. What foods are good for anxiety? Bananas, cilantro, lemon, eating lemons with the lemon peel on it. Those three things are very, very good. And I would also check out our Feed Me More Nutrition Hope Spot. Mood and stress support is very, very good as well. Hello, hello. Let me see. Someone says I'm 42, 6 foot, 230 pounds, go to the gym 4 days a week, and I've never felt better in my life. I wish I would have done this in my 20s instead of starting at 30. Hey, it better to do it at 30 and then not figure it out until you're 40 or 50 or 60 or go your whole life. Right. So it's never too late to be who we wanted to be or to get started at something. And, you know, it's granted, I know you're just saying you're looking back and right. But just it's a lesson learned and be grateful for every day now, man. I'm very happy to hear that. Hello, hello. All right, guys. With that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's Ryback show. I've got to get some stuff done. I'm going to throw on a little bit of Clash at the Castle before the show's over. Probably catch one or two matches, try to get the main event at the very least with everything. With that, we'll be back next week for another Ryback show. So be ready. Tune in Saturday around this time. And have your questions ready if there's any particular questions or anything going on in the week that you want to talk about. I will say, too, before we close, there was in Mississippi, there was a guy, was it Tupelo, that stole an airplane and luckily and was flying and threatened to supposedly crash it into a Walmart. And he ran out of gas and landed the plane safely in a field and he's in custody. So thank God that nobody was injured or what a horrific situation, but absolutely some psychopaths out there. And hopefully that guy is never sees freedom ever again with anything. So could have been an absolutely tragic situation for many people. So and just that was in the news earlier. I saw that. So just luckily that guy is in custody. Thank God with that. And with that, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. I appreciate all the love and support as always. Guys, make sure you swing over to feedmemore.com. Check out all the supplements with Feed Me More Nutrition, all the merch. I've got the shirt on, different shirts. We've got a ton of stuff and accessories over there, guys. Everything over on Feed Me More Nutrition for feedmemore.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's have a great weekend. Enjoy all the wrestling shows. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed Me More.